see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 8 minutes now after 10 o'clock. It is Wednesday, August the 14th. Bonnie Pintozzi joining us for the travel show here with the Travel Authority. And Vic McCarty, day number three, filling in for Colleen Wares.
You're talking to me? Hey, I'm fine. How are you this morning, Michigan girl?
Yes, Michigan girl that wants to travel the world, which is what we get to talk about with Bonnie Pintozzi.
Yes, Crystal, we do. You know, it's really funny. I was thought about this the other day. I said, you know, some people say that picture is worth a thousand words. And what you do when a picture, what do you do? What do you do when a picture won't adequately capture the sheer beauty of the place, right? I mean, it's in your mind. Well, Alaska is one of those destinations. It's just filled with so much history, culture, and beauty. Can you imagine that vastness of that untouched wilderness? You know, it's been so appreciated. You know, Crystal, you and I talk a lot of times about what we do on this radio show is paint a picture, you know, because someone can't see it for our listeners each week. So today, we just decided to bring on one of our favorite people who is a great artist with us and can paint a picture. We have Faith Sukas. He's strategic manager, field sales for Royal Caribbean Cruises. And Faith is going to take us away to Alaska.
Oh, Faith.
I know. I'm here for you.
She's here for us. It's simply too beautiful to describe, but we're going to try it. And she has her paintbrush with her so she can help paint the picture. So, Faith, where are we going? Alaska?
Yes, we're going to Alaska. And Alaska just holds what we call the last frontier, that vast beauty, wilderness, crystal clear water, crystal clear air that just is unfiltered with all of the industrial smoke that we're all used to here in Michigan.
It's pure.
It's just one of those pristine places with wildlife, scenery, experiences that change every time you visit Alaska.
And Faith, believe me, I know that, and you as well as you. We were talking about it, you know, is it too soon to start thinking about, like, Alaska or anything? It's absolutely not. We have people that come into us year-round because they're pre-planning. They want to go somewhere. They want to do something. And everybody has this list together and saying, we got to see Alaska. So how are we going to do that, Faith?
This is the time right now to book that Alaska cruise for next year, 2020. We're already coming to the close of the season. September is the last sailing. And if there's anybody listening that wants to go to Alaska this year, you need to get your bags packed and get ready to go. But Royal Caribbean has three ships in Alaska next year. One ship, the Ovation of the Seas, sailing round trip out of Seattle, amazing itineraries. And then we have bringing back the Serenade of the Seas, and she's going to do a round trip from Vancouver. Then our third beauty is the Radiance of the Seas, and she does what we call an open jaw. It's either a northbound or a southbound, and the northbound would leave from Vancouver and end in Seward. So you would fly into Vancouver and end in Seward and then fly home from Anchorage or Fairbanks or continue on and take one of our, what I call the best of both worlds, our Alaska cruise tour.
Wow. Now, a cruise tour, Faith, can be different number of days, right? So there's a lot of selections out there, but most of them will include, obviously, the seven-day cruise, and then you can kind of go and see truly Alaska by land.
Absolutely. You know, you're only seeing 10% of Alaska from the cruise ship. So to go interior and see all of the vastness and the flora and the plants and the wildlife and experience Alaska firsthand, you really need to do it both ways, where you're combining the cruise and the land portion. And just to note, we only offer our cruise tours when you're sailing on the Radiance of the Seas. So that would be that open jaw. So you could do the cruise first and end with the cruise tour, or you could start with the cruise tour either in Fairbanks or Anchorage and then jump on the ship and cruise for 7 nights and end in Vancouver.
I can tell you firsthand, I've been on the Radiance of the Seas several times with our groups, and the Radiance of the Seas is a great ship. It's got so much glass. It's got so much visibility to a world that you're going to be cruising in. It's just a great experience.
It has over 50 acres of glass on board the Radiance of the Seas. She's the most ideal ship to see Alaska in. Then we have the Serenade of the Seas, and she's just as beautiful. And then the Ovation of the Seas, that sailing round trip out of Seattle, has and is the largest and has the most balconies of any ship in Alaska.
Well,
and it's a great family ship with all of the onboard activities and features that that class of ship has to offer.
And that's what I was going to just say. Absolutely. I mean, if you're talking about that family vacation, what an opportunity to take all those things that Royal Caribbean is definitely known for and their innovation of things and do it in a place like Alaska, which is perfect for all ages.
Absolutely. I think there's some kind of a stigma with going to Alaska that it's for retirees and seniors. And that is not the case. Mm-hmm. It is a multi-generational family cruise experience. Everybody wants to see Alaska. So it's time right now to get your bags packed and start planning for 2020. The ships sell and 100% guest filled.
Oh, wow.
And those ships start selling and filling right now. So the time to get the best itinerary, the best pricing, the best offers is today.
And what are we doing today?
Yeah, there is something interesting.
Are we doing something a little bit later on today?
Yes, we're going to try to take some of that scenery that we're talking about, that it's hard to put pictures and words together and match them up, but we're going to try to do our best this evening. We're having a virtual webinar. And it is going to be loaded with lots of pictures, lots of detailed information. So if you want just to really dig into what Alaska feels like and what our cruise tours are all about, tonight is the night from 6:30 to 7:30. If you want to join us, we would love to have you. Plus, we've got some special door prizes and some special offers for anybody that joins us on our webinar this evening.
Well, what's fun, you can sit back, you can have, you know, food, snacks, a glass of wine in your hand, and you can just sit back and enjoy the virtual webinar, which gives you, as you said, the pictures are incredible. You and I are going to host it, which is going to be fun because we'll just take in our radio show and make it in a virtual. Crystal, you can come with us too because obviously we're all part of this.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Okay. So, but you know, it's fun. And if you want to join us, it's a very long link in the registration. So the easiest thing is going to be to do is to contact me so I can send this on to you. So if you want to give me a call over at Altoro, the Travel Authority, and I'll give you the number. It's 231-932-2950. Give me your email address and your name, and I will send you the link because we already have quite a few people that are signed up for it, right, Faith?
Yes, we have almost 60 people signed up for tonight.
Which is great, which is a fun thing, and that's just a great experience.
It's easy to sign. I mean, because you can really... You can take part in it wherever you are,
yeah.
Right?
You can do anything.
Yeah.
You can go over to a friend's house and say, hey, we were thinking about going to Alaska. You want to get together and look at this? It'll give you an idea.
You can be in your pajamas?
You can.
Drinking wine?
You can do anything you want.
In your socks?
And your socks.
Okay.
And you can wear your Michigan Girl sweatshirt that you have
there
on.
You go.
There's no doubt about it.
You sure can.
Mm-hmm. But we are going to do it with someone who knows it extremely well. I mean,
well, that's
Royal
Faith,
Caribbean, really, yeah, and Faith, for sure, knows. I mean, this is going to be fun. I mean, it's... When you start looking at taking this type of trip, and especially if you're doing the land portion too, think about that you're going to go on a wonderful train ride too.
Mm-hmm.
Faith, describe that because it really, I mean, it's just an experience that puts you from point A to point B to some great destinations.
Absolutely. All of our land tours include an experience on the Wilderness Express. It's a glass dome car train, and everybody has a wonderful, beautiful first-class seat in the glass dome. If anybody has mobility issues, we have a lift to get you up. And then underneath, there is a dining car, and it's white linen, silver, china. We're the only train car on the Constance that has our own galley where we're freshly preparing meals.
That's what I like, Faith.
I know.
Crystal, I had to get us to food. We talk food every week, seriously. But it is, I can tell you firsthand, it's great food, great desserts. It's just an experience that is amazing.
A galley on a train?
A galley on a train.
I like it.
And you can still see, because the windows are real large, and you can still see out, so you're not missing anything because you're not sitting upstairs in a dome. So, Faith, I'm glad you mentioned if someone needed a little bit of extra help to get up to that, you have the lift. I want to make sure that people with any sort of special needs, whether it's mobility, hearing, visual, you know, anything like that, or, you know, you've got a family member, you can do this type of trip. You can go to Alaska because everything is built in, from the motor coaches to the cruise line to the rail, anything like that. And they will give and take care of you extremely well. So I don't hold back. I mean, Crystal's heard me say this, yes, you can, many times. Yes, you can travel.
Yeah.
There's ways to do it. And I can tell you, don't hold back that dream of going to a place like Alaska because you think you can't do it. Certainly call me. Yeah. Talk to me about that.
Absolutely.
Now, I know that you guys are going to cover a lot of this in the webinar tonight, and people are able to join that just by calling Bonnie at LTOUR, the Travel Authority, 231-932-2950. You just leave a message, even with your email and your name, and she'll make sure to add you to that list. But, I mean, can we get into some of the details of what you will see when you're going to Alaska? Because I think that's, everyone has this idea. Maybe they used to watch Northern Exposure or something, you know, and they say, oh, that's Alaska. I mean, Alaska is the last frontier, the great unknown, but there are some really, as you mentioned, Bonnie, some great cultural experiences, and there's the wildlife that you just cannot, you can't understand. I know someone who went to Alaska and said, you will not understand what it feels like until you are there. There's
exactly
nothing like it.
It's hard to tell that story.
Exactly.
You know, or look at pictures and say, hey, that's it. And Faith, you and I both know, I mean, the opportunities to do so many things. Yes, the wildlife. If you take the Tundra Wilderness Tour in Denali, and everyone's there, and it's you know, you've got this motor coach that is a naturalist. It's a park, ranger type thing. What's going to happen is when they start to view, if they see anything and they know where to find things from time to time, they're going to stop the motor coach, and you'll have the opportunity to look. Depending on what time of the year, let's say you're going up in the springtime, and you're going to be there maybe in June. That's when all the cubs are out there. I mean, the families are born, okay?
Oh.
So you get to see that side of it. As you move into July and August, which are a little bit more peak time, you're going to see them, you know, a little larger, okay?
Yeah.
And September, as Faye said, is the end of the season. So you have a short cycle. In May, you can go too, and there are cruises that go, but I would say that June through, and September has been fun if it's early. So you're going to see that, but you're going to get to meet the people. When I talk about culture, the Alaskan people are incredible to meet. And they go to a salmon bake, go to different things that you're going to do, but the options of excursions are amazing. You may never think that you could ever whitewater raft, right?
No.
Yeah, you can do it. You can be surprised when people try that for the first time. And it is
in Alaska.
In Alaska. Or go to a husky, you know, little ranch, you know, where, you know, several time winner of the Iditarod lives, and see the huskies and how well they are taken care of. Because they are taken care of better than the mushers are, okay? But you get the whole puppies, the little husky puppies, and you get to get a feel for what their lives are like. I mean, these destinations that you stop in have differences per destination, right, Faith? I mean, are your moments and the glaciers?
Obviously. Oh my goodness! When I say glacier, That's what I think about Alaska. Mm-hmm. And we go to Hubbard Glacier, and it is the largest glacier in North America with over 300 feet of ice wall. So when I think about the glaciers and the calving, that's where the ice is splitting and breaking, and then big chunks of the face fall into the ocean, and the spray back is just incredible, and you've got orcas sailing around and jumping up, and you've got little seals floating on top of the ice chunks. It's just so surreal. And the sound of the ice cracking and breaking off is, they call it white thunder in Alaska. Mm-hmm. But it's like one of the biggest thunderstorms you could ever imagine, with that cracking sound before the lightning strikes. Mm-hmm. It's more intense than the worst thunderstorm you've ever been through when the space is cracking. That experience is something that is life-changing, to see Mother Nature just going after it in such an amazing way.
You know, I think that, as we've talked about before, the way that people travel is not just, you know, oh, look at this and take a picture and then go about your business. We are traveling with, we're immersive. We want mm-hmm. to be a part of it, Bonnie. We want to mm-hmm. hold the husky puppy, and we want to see nature literally in action. And, you know, you have places like Royal Caribbean that really understand that. And at the same time, though, after you've immersed yourself in this experience, you want to go back, and you want to have a comfortable environment, and you want to be taken care of and treated like, well, royalty.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's royalty on Royal Caribbean. I mean, what's not to love? You know, Crystal's really good at that in her faith. But you can, you know, the opportunity to see Alaska and truly get there and take a, you know, a rail car that takes you up along, you know, where the miners were going, where everything was happening, and go back in time and history. And what you're hearing is, you're hearing the narrations. Or when you're in Hubbard Glacier, you know, Hubbard Bay, whatever, you've got a naturalist that they've brought on board to talk to you about everything there. You can't believe the people and the way in which they live and the things that they are able to do. They haven't lost track of their heritage, and you get to feel that. You get to know the Alaska people and Alaska.
And you know something else that's really exciting for Royal Caribbean next year? For the first time in 20 years, we're going back to Glacier Bay. It's a national park, over 2,000 miles of glacier, 700 miles of hiking trails. And we are so excited, because there's only a few small ships that can get into this national park, which is so amazing. So the experiences with Royal Caribbean just weave you through every aspect that you can imagine. And we have 7 itineraries next year that include both Hubbard Glacier and National Glacier Park. So if you want to get the best of both worlds when we're talking about the different glacier experiences, this is the opportunity, because those sailings will go fast.
Yeah. And as you pointed out, Bonnie, talking about the very brief, you know, really from late May to September, mm-hmm. this is the season. This is why it fills up to capacity, because you only have so much time to get there. So planning is the way to go.
And that's why we're doing it now. That's why we're doing the virtual webinar tonight. That's why we're getting on, because we don't want people who have these dreams of going in 2020, or still a little bit left in 2019, as Faith said. Mm-hmm. You need to plan now. And we don't want anyone disappointed. We're excited and can't wait to do it.
And you know, Bonnie, speaking of timing, we've got through August 50% off the second guest and kids sail free.
What?
All right, Crystal's writing this one down, so go slow.
Yeah. 50% off the second guest and kids sail free.
Sail free, uh-huh. Yes. And if you make a cruise tour reservation before the end of August, we're going to add up to $100 to spend, no matter what category you're on. So you can use that onboard money for shore excursions, to buy gifts on board the ship,
That's
cocktails,
amazing.
Whatever you want with that spending money, it's yours.
Now, Faith, we do have a question from a caller that wanted to know, will the webinar be available to view after it's over if they can't make it today and tonight?
Oh, that's a great question. Mm-hmm. Yes, we will be recording, and the Travel Authority All Tour Company will be posting it on their social media site.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So if you can't make it tonight, you know, in the webinar, but you still want to take part in this, you will have it posted. But what's not to love about this idea?
Oh, this is exciting. I mean, it's really when Faith approached us and said, you know, we can do this. Would you like to be a part of it? And we said, absolutely. Because what's not to love? You don't have to go anywhere. You can just sit at home and watch it.
In your PJs. I like
exactly.
that. Well, it's just been a real pleasure talking to you, Faith Sutkiss. Always, we got to have Faith on the show here.
You know what's coming, Faith, don't you?
We do.
God love Crystal.
Yes, we do. We love having you on the show here, Thank you. Especially with Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority. And Bonnie, that's exactly what we talk about all the time, is, you know, you can start to make those plans. Just start now, mm-hmm. and start talking to someone at the Travel Authority. Start figuring out where it is you want to go. And between Bonnie and the rest of the people at the Travel Authority, people like Faith and the rest of your partners, you're going to get there,
right?
We can
make it. We make it easy.
All right. I love it. Thank you both so much for joining us today. Another great edition of the Travel Show here, Travel Talk, with Bonnie Pintozzi from the Travel Authority.